I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hard to believe Rojas didn't save us last night. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, brother Spike, it's Wednesday, so...
It is a Wednesday.
I feel pretty good usually as we hit the middle of the week, and it is draft day. Hopefully we're getting a future star with the Sixers. Last night, mixed feelings about last night. Ranger looked awesome. Our offense looked like... they hadn't arrived in Houston yet. Hopefully they're there tonight. Jackie Baseball, don't know what to take away from that last night. Feel good about Ranger continues to look dominant, but, man, offense, give me something. Holler at your boy.
Yeah. Ringthebellbook.com.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, you guys both got your copies today.
We got our copies.
That is very positive
yes.
today in Philly's land. Yep.
When I was on the phone with Jack earlier, he was hand-delivering a copy of the
yes.
book
yes.
to somebody
yes.
who had ordered
out
it.
Out there hand-delivering
as a promise.
Books?
As yes. a promise. Yes.
Ringthebellbook.com, free shipping still, and Jack still signs the book, and so yep. does Kevin. Kevin didn't sign my book, though.
Yeah, well, I want to make sure you got it.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Also, if you guys could post about it.
Okay, all right. I'll post it. Unbelievable.
Jesus, man.
I'm just kidding.
You're
and
not.
We had to pay for our book.
Yeah. Was it a free book?
Well, I said to Rod, like, why haven't you got your book yet? And he's like, well, do I have to pay for it? I was like, of course.
Yeah.
No free books.
Yeah, does he know? Yeah, he had no.
I mean, can't we trade? What is a post
for
me
I'm
worth?
Saying.
It's not
like,
worth
yeah,
30
yeah.
bucks.
Talking, I got enough followers to help you out.
Yeah. I made Morgenstein pay for one, and he's making $5 an hour.
We have an enormous show today. Oh, goodness gracious. Larry Anderson joins us at 3. Flyers in 50 at 3:30 with another new angle as Connor McDavid has requested a trade.
No, that was fake.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw it for a
I
second.
I know.
Okay. Well, then don't.
It's a total buzzkill. Now, he could still request a trade because he's weird in his postgame press conference.
Can we
conference?
Just cancel Rhodes then?
No.
All right. Okay.
Danny!
I will give my YouTube big board for tonight's draft at 4 o'clock and the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings at 4:30. We'll get to the draft, but I do want to start with that game last night. So, as soon as you're right, Ike, amazing performance from Ranger, who, since he has come back, which I did not believe Ranger was going to be this when he came back. I thought the back thing was going to be there all year, knocking on wood that it doesn't come, but he's been their best pitcher since he's come back. Which is something to say because it is a staff with three other really, really good pitchers. One who is the best pitcher in the National League, debatably, right?
Yep.
So that part was great. But immediately, as soon as the game ends, you know, they're down to their final out. And Johan Rojas is up at the plate. And I was like, I know what's going to happen here. And it goes 2-0. He swings at that third pitch, which even T-Mac on the broadcast was like, you can't swing at that pitch.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? And I texted Jack immediately. What a disastrous at-bat from Johan Rojas. But then the more that I think about it, how does Rob Thompson in a one-run game in the ninth inning let it go, Otto Kemp, Buddy Kennedy, Johan Rojas, with Kepler on the bench, with Marsh on the bench, with with Stott on the bench. By the way, with Trey Turner up right after Rojas.
Yeah.
So at least Stott you send up there and say, hey, foul pitches off until the guy walks you. Look, it's one game, but you never know when it's going to be the one game that is the division. We have a game and a half lead over the Mets right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like watching it. How do we not, in the ninth inning, this is all I ask. All I ask is give me a professional baseball player in one of the at-bats in the ninth inning. Give me Bryson Stott, give me Brandon Marsh, give me Max Kepler, preferably Stott. But, like, don't make me go down. It feels like we're the Marlins or the Rockies or something. We're going down Otto Kemp, Buddy Kennedy, Johan Rojas. Just give me one professional baseball
player. Do you
want
Rob Thompson's explanation of that?
Yeah, sure. I didn't hear it.
Rojas gets up 2-0 on the count against Hader there. Would you like to see him take a pitch? You know, especially since I'm out of the zone.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it was a strike, so you might as well waffle on it. You're not going to get too many good pitches to hit.
And I know it's left on left, but lefties have actually got Hader a little bit this year. Like, do you consider it all shooting the lefty there?
No.
He didn't consider it at all. Like, we're just going to lefty-righty ourselves to death, even if it's Rojas. Like, even if it's Kennedy, even if it's... just give me a professional baseball player. That's all I want. We have three professional baseball players sitting in the dugout. Nobody's going to complain that you did the wrong lefty-righty thing in the last out of the game. Look, again, not the end of the world, but, like, what are we doing? We try to win the baseball game.
Here's what I'll say to this. I think you're right in... sort of, there could have certainly been a different managerial move there for Rob Thompson. Here's what I'll say, and I'm a little surprised at the reaction all day about last night's game. Yes, Rob Thompson could have did something that's unconventional for him.
Sure.
Unconventional for him, but we know this is how he managed. He does the whole lefty-righty thing. I don't like it, but it's what he does. So I don't react to it the way everyone else reacts to it. I almost lean more or focus more on what Ranger did last night and how impressive that was. Were we going to sweep the Astros? Probably not. Puts more pressure on the next two games so you can win the series.
Yeah.
It's not an easy series to win. They weren't hitting the ball last night. I don't know. Did anybody hit the ball hard last night?
Well, we had a couple of chances to score. We had guys on base.
They had guys on base,
Yeah.
Like Trey hit a ball hard late, but it's a single up the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just, Rojas, you almost get tired of yelling about Rojas. So this is more about Rob Thompson and not Rojas.
Yeah, like,
yes,
I'm not,
agree.
I'm not going to fault Johan Rojas for being Johan Rojas.
Yeah, yeah.
But I there was no chance he was getting a hit.
I totally agree.
There was no chance he was taking a walk. There was no chance he was getting a hit. Just, like, give me a I understand.
I was surprised he didn't try to bunt his way on.
I understand that it's a long season and, you know, you're going to have guys in the lineup that were hopefully in a playoff game at some point. It doesn't go Otto Kemp, Buddy Kennedy, you know, Johan Rojas. But last night, they're sitting on the bench. Give me an at-bat from one of our professional baseball players sitting on the bench.
So do you think that's more important than trying to, I don't know, I guess the weight of him making that final out and losing that game versus what if he comes up with a hit there, the manager trusts him there to get a hit, and what that does for his confidence moving forward.
I'm
wondering, is that what Rob Thompson is weighing?
Maybe, but I'm not, like, my opinion on Johan Rojas is not changing.
Right.
At this point, I've watched enough of Johan Rojas, I know exactly. He is a major league player, you know, he's a fast guy, good defensive player. There's a lot of games, you got to eat innings on the offensive side as well as pitchers. So I get it. I'm just like, if those guys, I don't want to lose a one-run game with those guys sitting on the bench and those three guys up in the
Well, especially, I mean, Casosa was on first base. He got hit by the pitch.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, it wasn't, there was an opportunity there to get Trey
up. Yep.
No, I agree. Listen, it's more egregious he swung at a 2-0 count than anything else.
Well, he's trying to waffle it.
I don't even bother to ask what that means.
So waffle means you're trying to launch on a baseball, basically. There was a lot of confusion about waffling. I heard on the morning show, heard on the midday show. That's why I'm here. Like waffling is attempt to do damage on it. It's not like bunt or whatever. Okay.
Well, he didn't waffle it.
He's not really a waffler.
No. Well, he thinks he's a waffler, which is one of his issues.
If that's what that means, then that makes Rob Thompson sound even worse.
Yeah, it sounds like a lunatic.
Yes, now that sounds
even worse. That's a fastball count, though. You get Rojas in that spot. Trying to slug.
But what's your opinion on this?
Oh, like the reaction today I find absolutely ridiculous. I watched last night's game, watched them go down, and I said to myself, well, these guys aren't even gonna. Kent might be playing in a playoff series, but these guys aren't gonna be playing in a game. Like, I was more upset that they didn't score earlier in the game. I know that there's apparently a 900 plus OPS against lefties for Hader. It's in like 20 at bats. It's not a huge sample size from that standpoint. Like, maybe a great left-handed hitter get. If I was betting, I would rather have righties up there. And I do think we're still in the information gathering stage. Like, I just do. I think you got to figure out who can stick here and who can't.
The information gathering stage on Buddy Kennedy and Johan Rojas.
Well, Otto Kemp led the inning off.
Okay, Kemp's fine. We don't need all information in the ninth inning. How about try to win a game? And I know they won't be up on the playoffs. We do have to make the playoffs first before we wonder who's up in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, listen, there's going to be games they win that they probably shouldn't have won.
I know.
And there's games they lose that they probably shouldn't have lost.
But we should put our best foot forward. We didn't put our best foot forward last night in the ninth inning.
Well, they should have scored before the ninth inning.
Well, but it was the ninth inning, and they hadn't scored, and it was 1-0. Just let Stott work a walk. Let Kepler drive one. I just don't want to go down with Rojas and Kennedy. And it just felt pathetic. All right. 215-592-9494. Hopefully they win tonight. We're fine. It was just,
who's on the mound tonight?
You could see it coming.
Wheels.
Wheeler. Yeah, we're favorites.
I would bounce back tonight.
Yeah, going to lose 1-0 again.
All right. Yeah, I don't know if Wills could pitch much better than what Ranger did last
night. Ranger has been their best pitcher since
he
came back.
They're not facing Fromber, which is big.
Yeah, he was good too.
They're facing some scrub.
Okay.
Colton Gordon.
Okay. Is he the kind of guy that gets us out?
Well, I made fun of Cooper Hummel last night on leading off, and then he hit the home run in the eighth.
Well, he's hitting 160.
He sucks, okay? Yeah, I don't care. Cooper Hummel, my ass.
All right, 215-592-9494.
About Robbie Hummel?
That's what I thought.
The big thing tonight is the NBA draft is tonight, the first round at least, and the Sixers have the third pick.
Yes.
And so we've known the Sixers would have the third pick since May 12th or something, right? It's been about 6 weeks. And there was some excitement, legitimate excitement, I felt, for about a week after the Sixers got the third pick. We're arguing about Ace Bailey. We're trying to figure out all those things. And it feels like it has totally dissipated and that nobody cares what the Sixers are doing. If I force you to pick a guy, you'll pick a guy. You know, you'll say, I like the Edgecombe kid. I don't like Ace Bailey.
Right.
But it just seems like I have not given up on the Sixers and this era. I'm realistic about it. I'm not counting on them to win 60 games next year. But I certainly think it is realistic that given the Eastern Conference, given who they have on the team, the Sixers could be a 50-plus win team next year. And that this is interesting to me.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And I understand why I might feel a little bit different. I do the podcast, I'm a sports radio host, all that kind of stuff. But I have not given up on the Sixers of this year. So the third pick to me is exciting. Like, I'm excited to see what they do tonight. At the end of the day, the last year was terrible. But I just want to lay this out as to why I have not given up. They have a guy who won the MVP 2 years ago. They have Paul George on the team, who everybody was excited about. Even I know there are some people out there that didn't want to sign him, and he's old, so on and so forth. Still a competent, good NBA player who had been really good the year before. They've got two exciting young guards in Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain, and they have whatever is happening tonight. So I haven't given up. But I guess my question to everybody else, to you, Ike, to you, Jack, and to you listening, is the reason that no one is lit up about tonight, is it just because you've given up on this team and you're just waiting for it to end? Because I have not given up on it.
Yeah, well, not for me. I haven't given up on them to that extent. Now, giving up on the thoughts of winning a championship anytime soon, I'm kind of out of that. It's funny because I'm almost like, well, if we just see Embiid just finish out his career standing up and playing, I guess I'll be okay with that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that sort of mode. But I am excited about tonight because you don't get the draft this high in the draft every year. And I understand
Daryl Morey never has.
Yep. So I understand this is everybody is labeling this a two-person draft, and then there's the rest of the guys. Been around sports long enough to know that Giannis came out of nowhere. Like guys come out of nowhere. It may be that way coming into a draft, but you just don't know. And having a number three pick, to me, there's excitement there because there's the chance that we may draft a difference maker at that position.
Sure.
Somebody who turns out to be better than we thought they were going to be.
In 5 or 6 years, there will be two players, aside from Cooper Flagg and Dylan Harper in this draft, that will be top 25 players in the NBA. There will be two players from this draft, but just by the numbers, something's going to happen.
It happens.
And we have a chance to add one of those to a team that is already good. I haven't given up. Let's put championships aside for a second.
Right.
I haven't given up the idea of an exciting Sixer season next year. That's where I'll put it. Exciting Sixer season, which gives me a little hope, gives me a little belief, watch good basketball, have a couple of really good players on the team. I haven't given up. Jack, have you given up?
No, well, so here's where I'm at. If we go inside my brain.
Yeah.
Is that I was ready to throw in the towel. But I also see how things are breaking their way. I mean, things are legitimately breaking their way. Now, am I where you're at? I think you're a little too positive on Joel next year. I mean, you do the whole, like, hey, he could play 50 games.
He could.
If we're betting, I would bet on him not playing 50 games.
Well, I would if you made me bet.
Yeah.
What odds am I getting? Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting probably plus 500 odds.
Oh, well, then I'm taking it. I'll take that money all day.
Listen, again, Ike and I don't get out of bed unless it's plus 300
or
more, which is why we're bad gamblers. But I'm getting excited about, it seems like they're going to get some kind of scorer here, some guy that can turn into something. Even like I want Khan, right? Like I can't figure out my hashtag ace to pick quite like Elliot has.
Yeah, that was a layup for Elliot.
Like we call him, you know, the nipple. I mean, that's...
Well, and he's already got 2 K's in his name.
Pluck the nipple?
Yeah.
Something tells me that's not going to work out.
Yeah. I don't think Morey's rolling that out at the press conference if they draft him tonight.
Hey, guys. He says to pluck the nipple.
He's out of breath for some reason. So, I'm definitely pretty excited to see how it turns out tonight. I think we've learned enough about these players over the last 2 weeks. I got no interest in Ace Bailey.
I'm not out yet.
Yeah, well, listen, he's 6'7", which is a huge problem.
He's a wing!
Well, look, here's... And by the way, I want to prepare everyone who is negative Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
There is a chance that there's a chance they draft Ace Bailey and then trade him. There's also a chance... I don't have any idea what the Sixers are going to do. I have my educated guess. There's a chance they pick Ace Bailey and keep him. That's a chance, by the way. You know, it's a chance. I don't know. It could happen.
There's part of me worried that he would turn into a star player somewhere else.
Well, it won't be Washington.
Yeah.
If it's Washington, he's got no shot.
Yeah. New Orleans. So let me ask
you this. And I agree.
Yeah.
I didn't say he's winning anything. But if we look up in 2 years.
Yeah.
And this kid is averaging 20 plus points down there, and he comes sort of a foundational piece that they want to add pieces around him, and we're still sitting here talking about Embiid, who plays 40 plus games, and Paul George, who may or may not be here. Are we not going to feel a certain way about not taking Ace Bailey?
If he's a 20 point scorer on a 25 win team, I don't care. I'm not like.
But
I'm,
if he's a 20 point scorer with McCain and Maxey,
but he's a 20 point scorer on a bad team.
Right.
Like, I don't think any. I think we haven't brought him up. We talked about him a little yesterday.
Like a Zach LaVine.
Well, Brent, I think Zach LaVine is way more skilled than Ace Bailey.
I just mean players like
Brandon Ingram.
Brandon Ingram.
Brandon Ingram's a guy who, could score 20 points a game. Absolutely. But if your team is giving Brandon Ingram the ball enough to score 20 points a game, your team's probably not winning anything.
Right.
Now, look, I'm guessing just like everybody else is, but based on everybody I've talked to, everything I've watched, I'm not too worried about the Ace Bailey thing. I'm not worried about it. Now, if they pick them, they pick them. I don't know. I've been wrong before. 215-592-9494. Have you just given up on the Sixers? Have you given up on the idea of an exciting season next year? I have not. And Jack, you have not?
I have not.
You have not. 215-592-9494. Start off with Jeff in Wilmington, who wants to talk about the Phils. Jeff, you're on WIP.
Oh. Oh, Jeff.
Jeff's usually good, too. All right,
Jack, that's strike one.
Yeah, strike one. Let's go to Jordan in North Philly. Jordan, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Jordan?
What's up, Jordan?
All right, so first off, I want to start off with Ace Bailey. I'm off of him. I look, and I just think that he's an inefficient scorer. I think he's a hooper. I think he'll go somewhere else and he'll be good, but I don't think he'll be a winner. I don't think his game leads to winning. To me, he just reminds me of like a Cam Reddish type player who can, score the ball, but not in a way that can lead to wins.
Sure.
I think there's a player in the draft that, to me, is a no-brainer just based upon his resume and his athleticism. DJ Edgecombe is the pick. I believe that the Sixers can do something this year with the East being wide open, and I think DJ is the pick to go with. And I think a part that a lot of people are forgetting is he played for the Bahamas international team, and that experience is very valuable, especially for young players. He played with NBA-level talent, and he did really well before he even got to college at the age of 18. Not a lot of players in the NBA draft can say that. The only other player that I can remember standing out internationally, it wasn't really in the tournament or in the Olympics or the World Cup, but when Cooper Flagg was playing with Team USA, everybody was talking about how he looked like a standout.
He did.
People were saying similar things about VJ, how his athleticism, his feel for the game, his defensive prowess. I think that he would fit really well with the Sixers, and I think that that's a no-brainer. I think that he will be a special player in this draft.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a no-brainer, but I think there's a very good chance they could take him tonight, and I think I'd be plenty happy if they took VJ Edgecombe. Now, look, I think if there's a way to move back and also take VJ Edgecombe, but it doesn't appear as if, like, it seems like Charlotte loves him. So if they don't get him at four, or get him at three, then it seems like he's gone. So they will have to take him with the third pick, I think, if they want him. But yeah, I think he could be good. I don't see special player, but again, it's hard to see when they're 19 years old unless they are standouts like Cooper Flagg is, and he's not that. You know?
Here's the only thing that, and it's not just with VJ that I had this question with. Even with another guy that I like, Trey Johnson, I had the same question because he's a similar build of the two guards that we have already. So here's what I'll ask. At some point, somebody has to go.
Sure.
Maxey's a max player. McCain.
Yep.
If I believe you, is a rising star, and we got a number three pick coming in here.
And Quentin Grimes.
Can't share the ball with guards. So we're going to have to give up somebody at some point.
Yeah, I just don't think it's soon, right? I think, like, next year, the starting guards will be Maxey and Grimes.
Mm-hmm.
Jared McCain will be the sixth man. And who, if they draft a guard at three,
say they draft BJ.
Play 15 minutes. You
okay.
know, like, I don't think that you're, you still need four guards. I don't think that whoever they're drafting at three is playing 30 minutes a game.
You need
or they
four
expect.
Guards, but you don't need four special guards because
no,
they can't
right.
all play.
Right. At some point, they'll have to make a
yeah,
decision.
Okay.
I just don't think they'll have to make that decision next year.
Right, next year.
And
okay.
They'll want to see if whoever they pick pops. They'll want to see
right.
what McCain looks like in a second year.
Yeah.
If you're going to trade one of them, the salary becomes like a whole thing because Maxey's already on second contract
yeah.
salary. So I don't think they
let
have to
it,
worry
let it
about
play
that
itself
here.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I would not do it because he's a guard.
Yeah.
I'm just getting the idea of we don't have a lot of guards there. It's like having three centers.
Right. Yes. except that you can play four guards. You can't play three centers.
You definitely could
yeah.
play four guards.
And I think that would be a problem I would be fine having.
All right.
All of a sudden next year we're like, oh no, we have too many good guards.
Yeah.
God bless. You know, I would take that problem. All right. 215-592-9494. If you want to talk about the Phillies and Rob Thompson's decision to not pinch hit for Johan Rojas, or have you just given up on the Sixers? I don't feel the juice for this draft. Like the number three pick, I was in a, you know, we were all at the Franklin Music Hall when mm-hmm. there was a lot of people that were very excited
yeah,
about having the third pick.
Yes,
your
sir.
People. My people. Yes.
Yes.
It was a very special 1,000 or
what
so
a great
people.
Night.
Yeah.
Great night.
So coming up next, we will plant our flag with the, not the flag, with the guy.
I was going to say, we're getting Cooper?
Well, we're each going to have to commit to a
just
guy.
To a guy.
What,
all right.
What guy do you
You're
want out
nail
of tonight?
Us down.
Yes.
Give me somebody.
Nail you down. And now I know where Jack's going. We'll nail Jack down. And here is the thing.
Yeah, I'm the one that needs to be nailed down.
I'll tell you this. The guy.
Ooh, boy.
The guy. Yeah. The guy that I'm going to say is my guy. We haven't even talked about yet.
Oh, man.
How do you like that?
Clickbait spike.
This guy's just been throwing smoke screens out.
Yep.
As himself.
You're just like Daryl.
Yep. I got a different guy. 255-9294-94. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.